Why does time move forward? Why do we remember yesterday but not tomorrow? These questions have puzzled humanity since we first gazed at the stars. Traditional physics offers an unsatisfying answer. The universe just happened to start in a highly ordered state, and it's been sliding into chaos ever since. But what if we've been thinking about this backwards? What if time's arrow isn't a consequence of special initial conditions, but emerges naturally from the universe's fundamental architecture? This revolutionary idea challenges everything we thought we knew about cosmic history, transforming our understanding from a tale of decay into one of perpetual creation. For over a century, physicists explained time's arrow using the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy always increases, disorder always grows. But if the universe naturally becomes more disordered, why did it begin in such extraordinary order? The problem stems from our framework. Thermodynamics emerged from studying steam engines, systems confined in metal boxes where energy couldn't escape. We've unconsciously applied this box thinking to the entire cosmos, even though the universe has no walls and expands freely, creating new space with every moment. Ludwig Boltzmann wrestled with this paradox in the 1870s. His desperate solution, that our ordered universe might be a random fluctuation in an otherwise dead cosmos, led to the absurd Boltzmann brain problem, where disembodied minds floating in chaos should vastly outnumber real observers. What these thinkers missed, expansion changes everything. Stars forge heavy elements from hydrogen, simple molecules combine into complex proteins, single cells evolve into conscious beings. The cosmic narrative tells of growing complexity, not decay. Picture a mountain peak where water flows downhill in both directions. This captures the Janus point, a moment of perfect symmetry where the universe reaches minimum size, then expands in two temporal directions simultaneously. Unlike the Big Bang's singular beginning, time flows outward, creating two mirror universes, each with its own arrow of time. This emerges from the n-body problem, describing how masses interact through gravity. In systems with non-negative energy, the universe must pass through a unique minimum size, with time's arrows pointing away in both directions. Observers in either half would perceive this minimum as their beginning, unaware of the mirror cosmos beyond. This introduces antaxy, the opposite of entropy. While entropy measures disorder in confined systems, entaxy measures order in an expanding universe. From the Janus point, entaxy decreases, complexity increases, in both temporal directions. The second law only applies to boxed systems, not the cosmos itself. The two halves aren't perfect mirrors, but qualitatively similar, like faces on an ancient Roman coin. This elegant solution respects physics' fundamental time symmetry while explaining the asymmetry we experience. Most remarkably, it requires no special initial conditions. The universe's law itself dictates what appears as a special initial state. To understand cosmic evolution, we need a measure that captures how particles distribute themselves without relying on external rulers. This measure must remain unchanged if all distances grow or shrink proportionally, because in the universe, all measurements are relative to other objects within it, never against some absolute background. Shape complexity achieves this by comparing two lengths, the root mean square distance between particles divided by their mean harmonic distance. This creates a pure number capturing structural relationships regardless of absolute size. Think of recognizing a face. You identify someone by the proportions of their features, not their absolute measurements. A photograph captures identity whether wallet-sized or poster-sized, because shape, not scale, carries the information. This measure proves exquisitely sensitive to clustering. Uniform distributions register low complexity, while clustered systems score higher. As particles cluster under gravity's pull, complexity increases in both directions away from the Janus point. Shape complexity applies beyond gravity, to electromagnetic forces forming atoms, nuclear forces binding quarks, even social forces organizing communities. Throughout cosmic history, structure and regular motion increase as subsystems organize themselves, proving that complexity naturally emerges in an expanding universe. Shape spaces represent the universe relationally by capturing particle arrangements through ratios alone. For three particles, their triangular configuration maps onto a shape sphere using two numbers. Each point represents a distinct triangle shape. North and south poles show equilateral triangles, the equator marks collinear arrangements, isosceles triangles form six great circles, and right triangles create three small circles parallel to the equator. Adding scale through root mean square length creates nested shape spheres of different radii. Internal observers perceive only changing shape as a curve on a single sphere. They lack absolute scale reference. This distinction matters profoundly. Extended configuration space with both shape and size has infinite volume, creating probability problems. Shape space alone is compact, enabling meaningful probability calculations essential for statistical mechanics and cosmology. This framework allows predicting the universe's origin using statistical arguments. Unlike traditional statistical mechanics, where compact spaces cause recurring states, shape space laws create ordered structures, galaxies, solar systems, cosmic structures, through complexity emergence rather than disorder. If the universe's governing law dictates a Janus point in all solutions, time's arrows have purely dynamical explanations. As particles spread and scale increases from this point, a fundamental mechanics theorem forces the shape part to decrease, driving the system towards special shapes within an ever-shrinking possibility space. This creates increasingly organized states, confirming that universal expansion is the master arrow behind all time's arrows. The Janus point model predicts an initially uniform universe that naturally develops into the structured cosmos we observe, complexity emerging organically from simpler states, like snowflakes crystallizing from water vapor. Mathematical analysis reveals that most possible universes exhibit low complexity at their Janus points, displaying nearly uniform, spherically symmetric distributions. This effect intensifies exponentially with particle number. With billions of particles, highly structured configurations become vanishingly unlikely. Most configurations naturally land in simple, uniform states, just as scattered sand forms an even layer rather than complex patterns. Post-Janus evolution follows a remarkable sequence of increasing complexity. The initial uniform particle soup, seeded by tiny quantum density variations, drives all future structure. Quarks combine into protons and neutrons. During the first 3 minutes, primordial nucleosynthesis creates helium. At approximately 300,000 years, electrons bind with nuclei, forming neutral atoms and releasing photons we observe as the cosmic microwave background. The subsequent dark ages witness formation of massive dark matter structures, creating gravitational wells where ordinary matter accumulates, leading to the first stars and galaxies, nuclear furnaces fusing lighter elements into heavier ones, creating the stardust comprising everything from gold jewelry to iron in our blood. We've been told the universe is hostile, pointless, running down toward thermodynamic death. But what if this vision misses something fundamental, an inherent creative tendency, gradually bringing systems to ever greater precision and complexity? Evolution from simple conditions toward increasingly precise relationships demonstrates this principle. While classical mechanics constrains novelty, quantum physics introduces profound creative potential through particle creation, annihilation, and transformation. Current physical laws may be merely the grossest approximation to delicate interconnectedness pervading the whole universe. Cosmic history points toward increasing complexity. Consider, the Parthenon's horizontal surfaces curve upward just 4 inches over 228 feet, while cosmic background radiation varies by only one part in 100,000. Both exemplify how minimal variations generate profound beauty and structure. The universe isn't merely decaying, but continuously generating novel forms of order. We're not isolated observers in a hostile cosmos. We're the universe awakening to itself, participating in an ongoing creative process that continues through every moment of increasing complexity.